You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Cashman, joined by Jason Beck, and talk about a Tigers team that, depending when you listen to this, it could be a game up, a game back, a half game up, a half game back. That's just kind of the daily swings and sways of a legit division race, and it's one the Tigers fans are frankly unaccustomed to, because usually the team is kind of one going away here down the stretch, but they're really being tested this year. They rose to the challenge the first 2 days in Cleveland with a big outburst on Labor Day against Corey Kluber, and then a big comeback win off the bat of J.D. Martinez. But I want to bring in Beck to talk about a little bit about Miggy Cabrera, who was so big in those two games, particularly shaking off a really rough August for him, batting .252 with a .691 OPS in August, and obviously playing through some discomfort, especially in the ankle, and that's something that could affect him the rest of the year. In fact, what's your read on that injury, and how much? I mean, obviously you watch him moving around; he's just not moving around very well at all. They're definitely slotting him in at DH more. Is that something you expect to see for the remainder of the year, or is it a situation that could be addressed with a couple of days off? What's your read on it?
I think for the most part, I would expect to see him as a DH. Brad Austin is one to kind of handle it day to day and check with him. And then the other day, he didn't even bother checking with him and just put him in as a DH. So I think as long as he's hitting well and he's comfortable sitting between at bat, I think they'll do it that way. I know one thing that, with some other injuries that Brad was worried about with some other guys, especially with, Virgil Martinez, is that when you're the DH and you're sitting between at bats, if it's a few innings, sometimes whatever injury you have kind of stiffens up, and when you try to move it again, it's really sore, or maybe it gets worse, or something along those lines. And I think that was one of Brad's worries. And I think, too, he wanted to do whatever, Miggy felt comfortable doing. And I think now you're seeing Brad kind of taking the lead a little bit on this one and kind of, putting out a plan. And, as long as Cabrera doesn't object, I think that's what they're going to proceed with.
Last year they're really hesitant to sit him despite a healthy division lead in September. This is a much different scenario. He's such a big bat for them at a big time. So, I'm sure they'd like to get him a little more rest. A few days off would probably help the ankle considerably if given proper treatment. But they're just really not in a position where they can do that.
No, and I remember one thing last year that really, and it was more Cabrera than anything. He was worried about sitting more than a couple of days up until the very end of the regular season, just because he didn't want to get his bat cold. And I think as long as he's hitting well, he's not going to want to come out of there. This is the best he's looked in weeks, if not months. So I think certainly Tigers fans are going to want to keep that going. But I think more than anything, he's going to want to keep that going. He doesn't want to risk, losing that, just kind of knowing what his thinking was, in a similar situation last year, even though it was a different type of injury. Once he gets going like that, he worries about losing whatever got him going again.
Well, speaking of getting going again, I mean, that middle of the order is such a minefield with Miggy and Victor and J.D. Martinez. And we talked last week a little bit about J.D. and how he struggled out the gate in the second half. And you wonder, is he going to find that old form from the first half? But you talked about him kind of going with pitches a little more and, mixing a few more singles and just being a more consistent hitter. But he obviously still has the power as well. That was such a huge home run for them, Tuesday night in Cleveland. And you just really have to stop to think, where would this team be without this pickup in late March? That was such a small, it's one of those things you write maybe four or six paragraphs, right, and move on. But, he's really become such a key piece for them.
Yeah, I remember near the end of spring training, it was basically just one of those extra notes at the bottom that, they picked up this guy. He's got some major league experience. And, they kind of looked at him as insurance, that, just having a nice, power bat if they needed it. Well, after some early season struggles, and people forget, Tyler Collins, who's up as a September call-up now, he made the opening day roster because they felt like they wanted that left-handed bat, and he struggled horrendously in a reserve role. And then between that and the 10 home runs that J.D. Martinez hit in April, that got him to call up. If not for him, this offense looks drastically different, and really this whole team in general, because if you don't have J.D. Martinez, I don't think you can afford to trade Austin Jackson. I think you almost have to focus on, getting they would have had to focus on getting some sort of power bat, near the trade deadline, and those were hard to come by. It's funny to think what type of different direction this team could have been headed in.
And, you need those unexpected contributors as part of any playoff run, whether it's in a supporting role or in this case, a really primary role. But a guy who's really stepped up for the Tigers down the stretch here is Kyle Lobstein, at a time when the rotation was in some manner of disarray, really. And they ran through Robbie Ray and gave Buck Farmer a couple opportunities trying to maintain things in the rotation with the discomfort endured by Verlander and the loss of Anibal Sanchez. But Lobstein's been the guy who's really stepped up. We went five and a third, two runs allowed, five walks and 10 strikeouts against the Indians the other night. And, parlayed that with a nice start against the Yankees. It's starting to look like the Tigers have something here in the back end of the rotation.
Yeah, it's funny because usually with guys like that, they have a nice first outing, and then as teams get scouting reports going on them, they get exposed a little bit. And he's right. Almost gotten better with each outing. And that outing in Cleveland was just such a different type of look because, he's not that high strikeout type of pitcher. And he's usually more of a command guy. So the walks and the strikeouts were kind of out of character for him. If you look at the AAA stats, too, his stats in Toledo were fairly mundane. Not only was he not a high strikeout guy, he wasn't really a low ERA guy. But he comes up, and the thing he was able to consistently deliver in AAA was innings. And he's certainly doing that now. And, considering they had that stretch in Minnesota where they had back-to-back rookie starters getting yanked in the second inning, giving this team innings is huge. So, and if you can give them a chance to win, even better.
Beck, I know they're not totally ruling out Anibal Sanchez making a return, but in recent days there have been reports of him being pain-free but still not throwing. I don't know if that kind of speaks for itself or what, but should we basically cross him off a list, or do you think there's still some chance of something happening there?
I hate to eliminate any chance because, it's hard to tell sometimes with guys like this, and especially, when you have, a team with World Series aspirations and, a guy who badly wants to win a World Series like this kid does, I don't want to completely write him off for the season, but it just logistically it's hard to see how he progresses to getting back to where he was or anywhere really near it. Maybe he makes a couple starts near the end, but I think if anything, this might well answer the question of how the Tigers sort out their, a postseason rotation if they're fortunate enough to get there. But it's hard to see Anibal Sanchez being able to, even get up innings wise to a point where you can rely on them to pitch a game in a best of five or best of seven series.
Kind of similar with Joaquin Soria. He's making progress, but there's nowhere for him to pitch. But it's obviously a lot different for a reliever to build up a level of tolerance. But he's throwing off flat ground, so starting to get to a point where you can see him getting back in the mix. That'd obviously be huge for that bullpen because they're really running on fumes right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's and especially when you consider the role that they would have for him coming back. You don't need him to swallow two innings at a time, or even a full inning would be almost a luxury. If you can get a batter or two out of him, two out of every 3 days or three out of four, sometimes that that's the missing link for these guys. Having that reliable guy you can bring in with runners on base and get a key out for you. Now, they're getting guys to fill some innings, you know, especially if you can get these relievers a clean inning to start out with. You know, I think that makes all the difference in the world with a kid like Albuquerque. But, you know, for Soria, if you can plug him in that type of role, that's huge, I think.
Well, they're still, you know, it's going to be an interesting race because the Royals have just never been in this position before. So you wonder about them kind of playing tight down the stretch. And the Tigers' bullpen is obviously a big thing to watch. But, you know, you can't put a price on – well, I guess you can put a price on veteran leadership because those guys make a lot of money. But they have those guys who have kind of been there, done that. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, that dynamic. But I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.